No playing right now, Squishy. We're going to be mellow. Mommy's recording a podcast. Blink, blink. I'm Allie Bonner, and welcome to Queencast, the show where we interview badass queens about body image, business, and beyond. Hi, you guys. Welcome back to Queencast. I am here with a very rambunctious Squishy who hopefully will not be too distracting during this episode. It's a Sunday night here, and it's typically not when I record podcasts. I usually record them on days when Squishy's at daycare, so there's no random noises happening in the background, which are distracting. But you know, I have a lot of important news to share, so we're just going to dive right in. So the reason that I'm recording on a Sunday night and I am just beaming with joy, bursting at the seams to talk about this, is I got my period today. For the first time in over 3 years, I want to say, I got my period. And I know for many of you who are regular and hate this time of the month, I completely understand this may not be the episode for you. But for the, you know, others of you, many of you, I'm sure, who struggle with irregularity or amenorrhea, which is lack of a period, lack of a cycle, you know how incredible and exciting this moment can be, especially when you've been trying to get it back for so long. So in this episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I did to get my period back and tips and tricks that helped me. I think it goes without saying that I'm not a doctor, not a medical professional, so this is not medical advice, but I did work with a naturopathic doctor who really just helped things get a flow in, if you know what I mean. So let's dive right in. And I'm going to give you a little backstory on why I think I didn't have a period for so long, even though I had quote unquote recovered from disordered eating, all of that jazz. So going back, I mean, I actually didn't get my period until I was 17 or 18. So just genetically, that's when my mom got hers. We have been both very late, late bloomers over here. And ever since I, you know, got it for the first time, it was always super irregular. I remember going to doctors when I was younger thinking, you know, what's going on? Am I going to be able to have kids? Will I be fertile? This was mostly my mom's concerns. I could not give two shits at that time because I'm like 17 or 18. But I do want to preface it by saying from an early age, it was always sort of a struggle for me. So who knows if that was genetics? Who knows if that was me, you know, over-exercising and under-eating, combo of all of the above, who knows? But it's never been something that, you know, came easily to me, I guess, just having a regular cycle. So fast forward, I go to my doctor. She gives me birth control to, you know, initiate a period because I hadn't had it for a while at this point. This is like early on in college. Plus, I also wanted birth control because, you know, didn't want to have babies. And it was fine. I mean, it was, you know, more regular than it had ever been in my life, but it just felt like a Band-Aid. It felt like this fake cycle that the pill was, you know, creating for me. It wasn't something my body was producing naturally. And I stayed on a combination of the pill and then I did the IUD for a bit. And fast forward to a year ago when I took everything out of my body. I was struggling with all these autoimmune symptoms with my Hashimoto's and mold illness and just was feeling like absolute shit and garbage. And at this point, I was pretty desperate. And so I was willing to try anything and had heard some pretty scary stories about IUD illness and people's bodies really rejecting the IUD. And so at this point I was like, just ready to try it all. And I was like, get this thing out of me. You know, I'll figure out the birth control side of things later. I just need to feel better now. So I took it out a year ago, a little over a year ago, actually now it was October. So a year and a month. And I had heard about this post-birth control syndrome where you stop taking birth control and it's pretty common that you won't get a period or you won't be regular for some time. You know, the length of time is dependent on the person. Everyone's different. But I wasn't expecting a year, to say the least. I was expecting maybe a couple months. And I'm not really sure why I had such wishful thinking given my past with irregularity and not having a normal cycle. But, you know, again, I was being an optimist, I guess. So about 6 months ago is when I really started to talk to my doctor about getting my period back. And for me, honestly, it wasn't that big of a deal that I didn't have it. it was really from my doctor who was like, you need to have a cycle. Like, it's really scary for you not to, especially for a prolonged period of time, you know, with osteoporosis and bone density and just future fertility. I think it's really important that we get your hormones regulated. And so you can have, you know, produce a cycle on your own. She kind of scared me into it, which is valid. I was just sort of head in the clouds, like, this is nice. You know, I don't have to buy tampons every month. Like, I don't have, you know, cramps. This is amazing. But what wasn't amazing was my zero sex drive, my anxiety and insomnia, and my continuous fatigue. All of those symptoms of hormonal imbalance, which I was just a shining example of. And at this point, I've been working with my doctor for about 6 months on my Hashimoto stuff, and I was feeling phenomenal. And I was like, you know what? I trust you. If you want to help me with this period situation, let's freaking do it. Like, I am down. And the first thing she says is, you need to eat more carbs. And I was like, whoa, whoa. I was down, but now I'm not down. wait, say that again. I need to eat more carbs. Yeah, and you need to gain weight. Whoa. Hold on a second. I didn't sign up for this. Where's the exit sign? And all of these old, you know, emotions and fears started bubbling up because, sis, I was down to take the supplements, but I didn't sign up for weight gain. I didn't sign up for eating more carbs. And so this is when I really realized, this is only 6 months ago. You know, I felt like I was really confident in my body, confident in food, you know, food freedom. And all of a sudden my doctor is telling me to gain weight and eat more carbs. And I panicked. I felt so afraid. And it really made me take a step back and realize maybe I'm not as recovered as I thought. Maybe, you know, there are still lingering fears there that I haven't addressed. And instead of running the other way, I took it as an opportunity to lean in, lean the hell in, as Sheryl Sandberg would say. And I was like, all right, let's do this. I mean, I want to have kids one day. I want to be a mom. I don't want to look back and say, I couldn't have kids because I was afraid of eating a fucking piece of bread to get my period back. I couldn't have kids because I was afraid to gain 10 pounds. In the grand scheme of things, how insane is that, right? But in my mind, it was so scary. And if you're feeling this too, I mean, your feelings are valid. Like, any weight gain can be scary, especially if you're in recovery. But I kept going back to my why. And my why was to get my cycle regulated, get my hormones in check, and set myself up for a future where I can have babies, I can have kids, I can have a beautiful family if I want to. And obviously nothing is guaranteed, and I don't want to discount any of those struggling with infertility, because that is huge and it's real, and I'm sending so much love to you. But I felt like in that moment, I was just not even considering that option, right? Like, I was preventing myself from even having the option to have kids in the future because I was afraid of weight gain. Insane. And I think the hardest part was I realized I was sort of duping myself. I thought I was okay around carbs. I thought I had conquered that fear. And I was like, yeah, I eat carbs, bitch. You kidding? And I look at my diet and it's like, well, I would have one day a week where I would incorporate, you know, sweet potatoes in more than just one meal, right? Like, it was very sparingly. And my doctor was like, no, you need to eat carbs at every meal, basically. And I was like, wait, say what? And so I did. Oatmeal for breakfast. I've had oatmeal for breakfast almost every morning since I started on this journey, where before I would have been terrified to have carbs at breakfast. I would have had a protein smoothie. I would have had, you know, eggs and avocado. I was just so afraid of carbs. And it's just such a deep-rooted fear, which is, you know, a topic for a whole nother episode. But it was just so incredible how quickly, after incorporating more carbs into my diet, I felt more energized. I felt more grounded. I felt full. Like, I felt satisfied. And again, everyone is different. For me, this was my experience. And it felt like I was coming full circle. It felt like the way I had been eating before, where I thought I was eating enough carbs, it was sort of just scratching the surface. And this felt like, oh yes, like, this feels right. This feels complete. This feels full and satisfying. All right, second thing I did is gained a little bit of weight. So this is, again, different for everyone. For me, I think my body needed a little extra cushion for the push-in, you know what I mean? Sorry, Mom, if you're listening. To really just make my body feel safe and secure, I think especially with my history, you know, of just not feeding my body adequately, it really needed that extra, that extra love, that extra cushion. So I gained about 5 to 7 pounds. Again, different for everyone, but that really helped, I think, just sort of make my body feel at home. How did I do that? I ate more carbs. I ate more food. Simple as that. All right, moving on to supplements. I took maca and Vitex. So again, not a medical professional. This ain't advice, but my doctor prescribed me Feminescence Pro Harmony maca supplement. And it's on my Instagram highlight. So go to my Instagram, look at my period highlight, and I'll do a screenshot there. I took 2 a day. So I took 1 first thing in the morning and then 1 right before lunch. And then Vitex, I did the Vital Nutrients Vitex, and I did 1 pill first thing in the morning. Not gonna lie, it took time. I mean, it took 6 months of me taking them every single day. Of course, there was days that I missed when I was traveling or whatever, but trying to be very consistent. And I really questioned many times, you know, especially when I was paying for these supplements, how effective they were. I was like, is this even working? Like, I've been taking this every day. I don't feel anything. And then suddenly I was like, Eric, my nipples are sensitive. And he was like, oh. And I was like, no. Like, I think I might be getting my period. And he was like, oh. And I was like, yeah, you should be excited for me. And he was like, eh. And I was like, ugh, men just don't get it. But that was about 2 weeks ago. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like things are moving, shifting, something's happening. Which is when I signed up for an acupuncture consultation, because I also heard that acupuncture really helps kind of regulate things, get things going. Again, I'm not an expert on acupuncture, but I've heard friends that have gone, got their period the next day after going, who hadn't had their cycle in years. So crazy ass shit. And I was damn well willing to try that. So I had an appointment today, Sunday, at 11 a.m. for my consult. And I literally got my period at 11 a.m. on the dot. Crazy. It was so crazy. It was almost creepy. Do you know what I mean? Like spiritual. And again, not a woo-woo bitch, but I mean, something's going on. And my friends who were into that were like, said something about the new moon or the full moon or whatever. And I was like, I mean, sure, it all makes sense. Like, what? So in the spirit of keeping things pretty short, that was it. So I think, again, everyone is different. What I would recommend you to do after listening to this is not use this as advice, but really inspiration. I would go see a doctor, functional medicine doctor, ND, you know, holistic healing person, whoever you feel comfortable with. I would get your hormones tested, see where you're at. I wouldn't guess. I wouldn't Google and order shit off the internet. I would really go to a professional because hormones are really complicated. And especially as a woman, they're so intricate and always changing. And it's just important to get kind of baseline labs drawn. And then you can go from there. And then I would, after you do that, I would really take an introspective look at your relationship with food and your body. You know, are you still stressing out about what you're eating? Are you using MyFitnessPal? Are you tracking meticulously? You know, are you cutting out whole food groups? Are you cutting out macronutrients? Are you eating adequately? Like, are you over exercising and under fueling? And really be honest. Like, I think for me, for a long time, I was like, yeah, like, I know I need to eat carbs, whatever. But I just didn't, you know, or I would, but it wasn't consistent. It wasn't like part of my meals every day. It was like once, you know, or twice a week. So really get real with yourself, you know, and just, it's so much more than the aesthetics. And I think the older I get, I'm like, God, it just doesn't matter. Really? Like, it doesn't, I don't care if I have a fucking six pack, you know, like, I want to have a baby. I want to be healthy. I don't want osteoporosis. You know, I want to be strong. I want to be a strong ass bitch who, like, you know, you don't want to fuck with, because she can hold her own in an alleyway in a dark alley. My goal, I want to start strength training more because if I'm ever stuck in a dark alley, I want to just feel confident that, you know, these people ain't got nothing on me. That's how I feel. All right, now I'm rambling. Love you. Thank you for listening. Hopefully this was helpful. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, DM me at avoqueen. Email me, Allie@queen.co. Have an amazing week. Love you. Bye.